Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 29th of October, and arguably a rather even thinner day for rising stocks today than yesterday, which is intriguing. Starting off with Seven Digital, which you can see that just the hint that it's broken that downtrend line or the resistance line there from August. Around 1.25 pence, want to see an end of day close above that particular number, ideally, I suppose, above a recent resistance around 1.35 pence. So that would be a neckline break. If we can get through 1.35 pence on an end of day close basis, one would be looking for around the 50 day moving average level currently at 1.99 pence. AO World is the next stock on the list, and really just because it's so looking so strong at the moment. Have been accused of drawing rather optimistic trend lines, but as we've seen with companies like Alien Metals and Remote Monitor Systems, sometimes even those optimistic lines are actually rather pessimistic. But in the case of AO World, a pretty optimistic line there, running up from April heading towards £6, and an end of day close above the recent peak at 388 for October could be the trigger on a move up to that level by the end of the year. The stop loss obviously back below the recent support or yesterday's low at £3.30. Being lobbied to look at the next stock, Cat and Eye Innovation, by the Cat and Eye Barmy Army. Here we can see that the shares once again approaching the 50-day moving average, as they've done basically since the end of July, and then they've on each occasion they've fallen back. But this time looks rather better than those previous attempts at breaking the 50-day line, which would obviously be quite significant technically. We've also bounced off the 200-day moving average at 2.45 pence and an uptrend line and the floor of that wide trend channel I've drawn from the end of March around the 2.4 pence level. So a nice range breakout in the making here, either sub 2.45 or above 2.9 pence, let's say, on an end of day close basis. If we can get that, then one would be looking forward or looking to a retest of the 4.5 pence late August peak for the shares. But as we've seen over the last few months, the shares tending to drag and delay and consolidate rather than actually adopt a strong trend. So let's see how that goes. No such doubts at Hornby, where we've got a clear breakout through a line of resistance there from the beginning of the year. Hornby, I presume, one of the COVID winners in terms of its offering. Rising trend channel there from December and above the latest break level around 38 pence, looking towards 55 pence for the shares, and hopefully rather more if we can get up to that particular level, probably the upper parallel there, running towards 65 pence, but at the moment going for 55 over the next few weeks at Hornby. New stock, at least for the near term, is the next one coming up with Malvern International or Malvern International. Here we can see that we're just trying to break through the 50-day moving average, a bit like Cat and I suppose, one and end of day close through 0.14. or ideally 0.15. If we can get that, then a retest of June resistance towards 0.3 could be on the cards. But above 0.1, we have a bottom fishing opportunity there on a stock which looks as though it is bumping along the bottom at the moment. Great price action and wild swings for Novasight, hence the inclusion again. Saw some people on Twitter trying to work out where to buy the dip down from the £12.70 level, which was rather harsh given that we're in a full-blown COVID mode at the moment. But the 20-day average yesterday was £8.43 and the low £8.10. That wasn't a bad place to try and pick up the stock near the 20-day line. Today we've got the 20-day line at £8.74. And I suppose any dips towards that level might be the opportunity to have a go on the long side for Novasight. Looking for a rebound back above, I suppose, back towards the 10 to 11 pound area, which was resistance on the way down recently. Interestingly enough, the RSI still at 58, above the neutral 50 level. I don't think we've actually gone back below neutral 50, which is a positive. It does show that, or suggest that we're in a It's still in buy mode, and the dips are indeed dips to buy into currently. On to remote monitor systems, which was one of the heroes of last week, and continues to look encouraging in terms of the consolidation that we've had at the moment. Yesterday's low probably will be a level for many stocks to for us to sort of take note of. 1.6 the low yesterday. End of day close above yesterday's high at 2.25 pence would be useful, as that would suggest that we could retrace part or even all of that spike up towards 4.7 pence the start of the week. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First is Starvest, where it looks as though we've got a decent consolidation here at and around the well at and above the 50-day moving average, 17 pence. While we're above that, we regard the stock as being in bull mode and capable of a move up towards the top of the February trend channel at 35 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of the year. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a weekly close above 20 pence, which has been October intraday resistance. Finishing off with Sareum, which was again one of the heroes of the recent past. Reasonable consolidation here between 2 and 2.5 pence. End of day close above 2.5 pence could finally take the shares up to a meeting with that March resistance line projection, currently heading towards 4 pence, and hopefully that would happen as soon as the end of next month, but only while we remain above the 2 pence level. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.